Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to the YouTube version of Daily Pop. I'm Carissa. This is Justin. And today's a very special day. Today is World Health Day. It is a day to honor medical professionals and anyone that's been on the front lines who have been sacrificing more than we even know about for our health and safety. And we love you and we appreciate you. So some of the people that we have today on our live stream, we are going to celebrate because we got them from our Daily Pop fans. And so thank you guys for submitting some of your favorite healthcare workers. We like to show them a little bit of love right now. Let's start with our viewer, Lauren. She wants to recognize her dad. So her dad is a doctor in West Virginia. And she told me that colon cancer survivor, a fighter, and her biggest role model. She says he's on the front lines helping those who are sick every single day. Thank you so much.
Putting his life in danger and also, you know, putting other people's lives ahead of his. That is the meaning of a true hero. We have to give it up for her dad.
Absolutely. Okay, next one we have Shannon. So Shannon told us that her daughter-in-law is a pharmacy tech and has been being like worked to the bone right now. She says she worries about her every single day, and even the International Space Station is celebrating this day. You guys, they took time to thank the healthcare workers around the world for their selfless dedication and to other people.
Yeah. And we have to point out, too, it's not just nurses, it's not just doctors, it's the janitors and the orderlies who are sanitizing that place, making sure things run well. It's the people who are the administrators who are making sure that we have enough ventilators and enough supplies, and even the scientists who are working day in and day out to find a cure for this thing. We have got to send them love and we have got to send them hope, but we also have to just sit your ass at home for a hot minute and let these people do their jobs.
Especially these next 2 weeks, 100%. One story I heard that I want to share, I put this on my personal Instagram page. Maybe you guys saw it, maybe you didn't, but there was one nurse who was sharing her story about how she's a nurse and her husband works in the healthcare department as well. And they have a little child at home, a 5-year-old daughter. And because they are putting themselves on the front lines every single day, it was too risky for them to keep their daughter at home. So their daughter is now having to live somewhere else for a month just so that they can continue to work this. And being separated from your kid right now is so tough. She's like, we won't be around them at all. And it was a good reminder of, we can kind of guess of what kind of sacrifices these healthcare workers and all those people that you mentioned are making, but it goes so much further than we even realize. Like, it may be meaning that they don't even get to see their own children for weeks on weeks at a time.
100%. A friend of mine who is a doctor who also served in Iraq said that this is the same type of war. Although before you went to Iraq, you were trained properly on how to deal with this, on what to do. You had the equipment that you needed and all of these other things. He said this war is a lot different because these people who are on the front lines have no idea what this disease is like. They've never fought it before. They didn't have the right equipment for it, enough equipment for it. So this battle is different. This battle is silent. This battle is taking over every single state. And we really have to know that. I talked to Dr. Oz today on the Instagram live, and that interview is up. But he said the best thing that you can do is send your healthcare workers love, send them a text, send them good vibes, send up a prayer to let them know that they are appreciated.
Yeah, 100%. And tonight's going to be really special, you guys. So cities around the world, people are going to be going outside at 7 p.m. to clap for your healthcare and essential workers. And we are also going to be celebrating that later today. It's called Clap Because You Care. And you can look at our special video that we're going to be posting tonight on our eDaily Pop Instagram. And again, we just want to send all of our love and support and gratitude towards all of our healthcare workers.
Yes.
Happy World Health Day. Okay.
Yes.
We are so excited to welcome Alyssa Milano to the show. Alyssa, are you here? She's coming. There she is. Oh, she looks beautiful.
Hi.
How are you?
Everybody who's able to like do their own hair and makeup at home. I just cannot. Okay.
I cut my own bangs this morning.
They look great.
Look, Alyssa Milano's looking so good. I'm like, let me get this puff out before she embarrasses me in front
wait,
of these
wait,
people.
Me too. Let's go.
Let's do a little puff.
Okay.
There we go.
There we go.
Okay, how are you doing?
You know, I mean, as well as anyone can be doing in this time of struggle and, global heartache.
Yeah.
Wow. How are your kids doing? I know they're under 10 years old. They must be getting stir crazy. Like, what's going on?
My kids are good. Thank God. They are, you know, I think kids are so, so very resilient. And it's interesting because their fear is not that they're going to get sick. Their fear is that Papa and Mammy are going to get sick.
Oh.
And I think that's because in the beginning, when we were talking about this, it wasn't affecting, you know, our kids. And we heard so much about, our senior citizens and that they were at high risk. And so they're very concerned about their Papa and Mammy. And so we, as parents, this is a very tricky time.
Yeah.
I don't know what to I don't know how much of the truth to tell them. I don't know how much to shelter them from the truth.
Yeah.
Not to mention that Common Core math is, I don't understand why we can't just carry the one anymore. Why that was like broken.
Wait, you don't carry the one anymore?
No, Carissa, it's crazy.
What?
No, it's called Common Core math.
I don't know Common.
Look it up.
You would not. They changed the whole math system, which is so crazy because now generations won't be able to like do math the same way. It's a longer, more extensive way, and it doesn't really make sense.
But how can you change the math system? I mean, we're going to get off topic here because I'm very behind on this. I have not heard about this.
And I didn't think the carry the one thing was broken.
Yeah.
Me either. I'm still carrying the one at the bank.
I carry the one.
I always carry the one.
I don't understand what is happening with this Common Core math. It is super, super difficult. It's funny because my kids have Jack and Jill rooms. So there's a bathroom that separates their bedrooms mm-hmm. and they have Jacks in their rooms. So my husband and I are like, you know, one in one room and then the other, and then the math comes on and I'm like, okay, we got to switch. And then we stop in the bathroom and then we go into the other room. I mean, it is. And then my husband and I have been doing this thing where, you know, he gets up and he gets all dressed. He showers.
To the nines.
And he gets all dressed like he's going to work. And he goes, I'm going to work. And I say, okay, honey, be careful driving. And he goes downstairs and he makes coffee and he sits in the office like there's anything happening.
Aww.
I know. And so today, you know, because I had makeup on for the first time in 3 weeks, he's like, oh, you're going to work? Yep. Gonna go drive to work right now.
Well, thank you.
But you know what? Through this struggle, I am so appreciative that I have this relationship where laughter is a really important thing. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what I would be able to do without, you know, my husband just being able to, and I just looking at each other and not, you know, he looked at my daughter the other day and he goes, I just want you to go away. Like, honey, he was like, not my best parenting moment. I agree, not my best parenting moment.
I saw and this video the other day about this mom and dad just like saying, as soon as this quarantine over, and they basically just like put the kids in the yard, throw up huge sleeping bags, and they say bye. And it's like at grandma and grandpa's house, just like, have fun. We'll see right. you in a month.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think that, you know, this is a really, really hard time. And I think that the things that we took for granted before, hopefully we'll come out of this in a better place. But also appreciating different things. You know, I think the country is now learning that that it is the people on the front lines, it is the people that work in grocery stores, they are the people, the farmers and the shelf stockers and the delivery men and the mailmen, and these are the people that make this world go round, and we need to take better care of those people, and put our you know, priorities in that care, because I don't know where any of us would be right now without them.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
100%. And I bet you every teacher is about to get a nice letter from every parent about how much they took for granted those 9 months a year that those kids were at that school.
Concord alone, with that alone, they should be making three times as much with bonuses and healthcare for life and pension plans. And I mean, how we are not taking better care of the people that matter in this country is mind-blowing to me.
Mind-blowing. Mm-hmm. Something that I've gotten really invested in while this has all been going on is animal rescues.
Yes.
And I'm actually trying to find.
Is that because of Tiger King?
No, that's because of Sarah McLachlan. That commercial came on and caught my ass when I was drunk.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And then I went crazy down a rabbit hole. Now I'm like, now I'm like treasuring five animals and feeding them every day. It's like a whole thing. But your new book.
Fostering?
No, I'm not fostering yet, but I'm just donating food to like certain like shelters because I see the dogs and I want them, but I can't have them because I'm allergic.
Oh, well, that's worth taking those allergy shots for, I think. They could give you allergy shots so that you can build up an immunity to your allergy to dogs.
But I'm so scared about going to a doctor right now.
Oh, not right now. No. Not right now.
I'm really into it. But your new book.
I do love all the young single people in this country that are fostering animals right now, you know, for companionship, because the shelters are in a really hard place right now. So bless you for doing that. And thank you to all the people that are fostering and taking care of our local animal shelters.
Yeah, it's definitely rough. Now, we are excited to have you here because you have a new book. And speaking of animals, it's called Hope Project Animal Rescue. It comes out today. This is the second in the series.
Yes. So
tell us about what's different about the second book.
Well, really, the book was inspired by my kids and their innate ability to, and all children, really. I've been an ambassador for UNICEF since 2003. And the thing that I've learned in all of my travels throughout the world is that kids naturally have this innate ability, no matter what is going on around them, to hope for a brighter tomorrow. Yeah. And it's such a beautiful reminder to how life progresses and evolves. And so I wanted to write a book that not only encapsulated that, but also celebrated that, because I think often we don't encourage the goodness in our children to continue past a certain age. Yeah. Right. I mean, you'll always see kids care for each other on the play yard when they're, you know, in preschool and kindergarten. And I feel like somewhere around middle school, which is why I based the book in middle school, young people get a little bit more self-aware. Mm-hmm. It's harder, right?
Yeah.
And they're going through puberty and it's new friends and everything is different. So really I wanted to write a series about kids in middle school and giving them the tools to change the world and to make a difference and to find their voice, but also go through every single element that young people go through while discovering who they are and what they believe in. You know, little things like my daughter is 5 and anytime she has to speak in front of the class, she gets a tummy ache.
Yeah.
And I think that that is a normal thing that we need to hold space for and acknowledge and say, you know what? I know it's hard to speak in front of people that sometimes you don't know, but here's why it's important. Because someday you might be the one that has to speak up for someone in need. Mm. You know, each book in the back of the book, we give young people the tools to make a difference. So in book 2, which is Project Animal Rescue, Hope becomes a community organizer to save her local animal shelter. And, you know, I just wanted to give kids the tools where they can make a difference within their community by fundraising, by raising awareness, by, you know, volunteerism, all of those things that I think are so vital to a society that we've kind of lost track of in this.
Yeah. Country.
I think when you look at what's happening now, it's really all of the things that we don't do well as a country right now, it's blatantly apparent. And whether that be, you know, who we choose to take care of and worship and idolize, versus not taking care of the least vulnerable among us. I think that, hopefully when we are through this struggle, we will look upon this time as being a reflection of what we need to do better.
Yeah.
And hopefully, you know, we give a younger generation the tools to fight for that. And so that's what the book series is all about. And then book 3 is going to come out in October, and that's about Hope running for class president. So it will coincide with the election. Nothing political, but it'll coincide with the election, teaching kids about civic responsibility and about town halls and why it's important to vote and all of those things, but through the eyes of a class president in middle school.
Wow. It's so crazy because, like, when I was a kid, my mom made me campaign with people. So if there was if somebody in our neighborhood was running, we had to pass out flyers. We had to like go door to door. Like it was like till 10 o'clock at night. Like I remember being a kid being like, can we just go home? And she was like, this is important. And we never really have those conversations with our kids anymore. And in a weird way, I feel like this lockdown, this isolation is giving people more of an opportunity to sit with their kids and talk about things that they haven't really stopped to really do.
Yeah.
Oh, we have to be able to look at that as being the bright side, right? Where if you look at the progression of family values and what it means to be a parent. You know, in the last, I would say since the 50s, which was a horribly repressive time for women, but there was a lot more focus on what family meant and what the unit. And talking to your kids, and then the 60s, obviously, somewhat of the same thing, only people were struggling about Vietnam. Every generation has had to struggle. I think with capitalism in the 80s, we got to this place where it was all about making the most money that we could. And we weren't taking care of our vulnerable. And what has happened now is that people are living paycheck to paycheck. 8 out of 10 Americans live paycheck to paycheck, with one life devastation away from being totally impoverished. Well, here we are.
Here we are.
Here we are. Here's that one. Here's that one moment away. And so really, we have to reevaluate what we're doing right now. We have to, again, take better care. We need social safety nets. It doesn't mean it's socialism, but we need to take care of the most vulnerable amongst us and give them opportunity to get out of the financial ruin. We need to, you know, support paid family leave so that we fathers and mothers can spend more time. We need to support paid sick leave. Obviously, that's important. So I'm hopeful that this time, when we look back, it's going to be so blaringly obvious what the issues are in this country that we can't, that it would be criminal if we didn't fix them.
Yeah.
And we didn't elect leadership that would fix them. So, you know, we got to do better than 8 out of 10 families living paycheck to paycheck. That's not fair.
100%.
And when families can't be home to raise their kids, you know, that's a generational pain and a cycle that needs to be broken.
Yeah.
100%.
Well, thank you so much, Alyssa, for talking with us. And I am so excited about your book. I think that these things are so important. It really, you know, having a kid now, I remember like always thinking, oh, books are probably a good way to start the conversation, but it is imperatively important to have these kind of ways to like start the conversation with your kids, because Chase will read a book and then we'll talk about it for days.
But also, I think another really important thing is that kids see us reading books, because I think kids are really used to seeing us like this, and they aren't seeing the visual of grown-ups with books, and we're instilling in them, you have to read, go read your book, and yet we are not ourselves reading. And so I
very good at that.
Yeah, me too. So I think our kids need to see us actually holding books and reading them. But I really appreciate your support, and thank you so much for giving me this time. And please stay safe and please stay healthy, and thank you to all of our people on the front line fighting this battle. And I'm so devastated that we did not prepare you better.
Yeah.
Alyssa, no. We love you. Thank you so much.
I love you. Thank you.
Good one. She's like flawless. Look at her skin. It's like,
I had to take the powder out. I was like, I'm not wearing makeup in 2 months. I had to take the powder out.
I need more light. All right, guys, we're going to be doing this Daily Pop Show again tomorrow at noon. So don't miss it. We're going to be here every day this week, live with you. Happy World Health Day. Thank you to our healthcare workers. We love you all. See you tomorrow. Bye.
We love you guys.